Figures out this week show that Democrat Hillary Clinton is breaking fundraising records. Up to this point, she's brought in more money than any presidential candidate in history. And some of that money is coming from a surprising place. In a report published today, the Los Angeles Times found that some of the poorest residents in New York's Chinatown neighborhood are pouring $1,000 and $2,000 contributions into Clinton's campaign fund. The contributors are described in financial reports as dishwashers, servers, and other kitchen employees. And the Times had a difficult time trying to track down many of them using property, telephone, or business records. Tom Hamburger is one of those reporters who worked on the Los Angeles Times story. He joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Overall, how much money has Hillary Clinton raised in Chinatown?
Well, it's hard to know exactly, but it got our attention because at one fundraiser alone in April, she raised $400,000. That's a record amount by far for Chinatown. It's a place where residents are not typically participating in politics, where candidates don't go to raise funds because it's not seen as an affluent neighborhood. And yet $400,000 at one event, this is, Chinatown residents tell us in the Clinton campaign and campaign scholars, this is a history-making event.
So Chinatown is not known as fertile territory for
not traditionally at all.
Now, you note that a lot of this money is coming from the least affluent residents of Chinatown. How are you able to determine that?
Well, what got our attention as we began to look at some of these lists were that there were a great number of people who, as you mentioned, listed their occupations as dishwasher, server, laundry personnel. One, these are not occupations with which one typically associates a $500 to $2,000 donation. And second, these were people, as we checked voter registration and other public records, were not people who had been politically active, most weren't registered to vote, and we learned most were not citizens. So we made an effort to find these people, and the first thing that we ran into is that it's very difficult to locate these folks. Partly that's the nature of Chinatown, partly it's the nature of a new immigrant population. We did speak to about 24, 25 people directly, and
you
we
were
got
able
a range
to track
of answers.
Them down.
We were. Some described their income to us, $25,000 a year. Some expressed pleasure at the ability to give, donate $1,000 or $2,000 to get a picture taken with Hillary Clinton.
Did they come to this on their own, or were they encouraged in some way to make these donations?
One of the things that we noticed was that a very large number of these donors around the dates of really three different fundraisers were people who came from a province in China called Fujian. And these are the most recent immigrants from China into the United States. They gained some fame nationally, or some infamy, maybe I should say, because the groups were in the early 90s trafficked into the United States, sometimes in the holds of container ships. And to make their way, like other immigrant groups, they relied on people who had come before them, who formed very strong and powerful neighborhood associations, some of which had been associated in the past with this trafficking. And what we found when we talked with individual donors is that many said, well, they gave because they were instructed to do so, or they were encouraged to do so, or some said pressured to do so by the neighborhood association.
Now, is there anything in Hillary Clinton's record in the Senate or anything that she is promising in her presidential campaign that would suggest that she would have a special appeal to this immigrant population?
Yes, Michelle, there are things in her record and also in her personality. One of the things that we heard, again, from these 25 or so that we interviewed was, we think Hillary Clinton can help us with our immigration problems. Remember, this is a population that has arrived in the United States in waves in recent years, mostly illegally to begin with. What we found was that immigration is a top issue. Families are separated. And indeed, in the Senate, Hillary Clinton has introduced legislation that would put a priority on reuniting families. And she's emphasized this message. Her people have emphasized this message to the Asian American, to the immigrant community. And it's really stuck with this group, which faces a huge number of often tragic situations of family separation.
Tom Hamburger is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in to talk
to
us. Late today, the Clinton campaign released a statement about Tom Hamburger's story. It calls the portrait of that fundraiser in Chinatown misleading and unfortunate. The Clinton campaign says that it, quote, flagged a number of questionable donations and took the appropriate steps to be sure they were legally given, in seven cases where it could not confirm that the money was returned.